Welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2013 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report by another name put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It can be accessed at the VOM website, www.persecution.com. And when you go there, you can actually ask VOM to send a report like this to your email every week. When it comes to my email, I print it out and share it with you, and then I pray for those nations that are indicated on the list. Today we begin in Indonesia. Evangelists sentenced to 3 years in prison. Kashfi and Jalaluddin, two Christian brothers, were sentenced to 3 years in prison on August the 2nd, 2013, after being convicted of evangelizing Muslims. A VOM source reports. On March 20, 2013, their home was attacked by an angry mob of about 200 Muslims. Police stopped the attack on their home and then arrested the two brothers. The brothers were convicted despite their lawyers' insistence in court that the trial violated their human rights. Five other families associated with the brothers' ministry were forced to leave the area for their own safety. Release International has provided support to help these families resettle elsewhere. Kashfi and Jalaluddin, along with others in their team, have led more than 100 Muslims to Christ. They plan to appeal their conviction. In Vietnam, Christian leader beaten. A Hmong Christian leader, we'll call him An, was beaten recently by local authorities, according to a VOM worker. An was called in for questioning about his Christian activities, and authorities attempted to force An to renounce his faith in Christ and stop leading believers into Christian worship. An told the officials that he would do neither of these. When they asked him if he was afraid to die, An replied, "Everyone is afraid of death. But to renounce Christ and stop leading others to worship God would be worse than death." An official then choked On and hit him on the chest. His injuries have hindered his ability to help his family and work on their farm. The Philippines, Mindanao, Christian villages attacked. Psalm 12:5. Is the passage that goes with this, if you'd like to look that one up. Two Christian villages in Misayas, Cotabato, were attacked by the Muslim Bangsamoro Islamic Freedom Fighters, BIFF, on July 29 and July 31, according to VOM sources. More than 70 armed men attacked the villages, using four boats to reach the villages and to carry away their spoils. They ransacked the villagers' homes, taking belongings such as rice, clothing, and utensils. The attackers also took all the animals from the village, including goats, pigs, and more than 300 ducks. Reynaldo Aloro, a village leader who ran for help when he saw the armed Muslims, was caught by the attackers and killed. The villagers now walk to their farms by day and stay at an evacuation center at night, for fear of more attacks. The BIFF continually harass and threaten Christians as part of their campaign for a pure Islamic state. In Nigeria, a VOM project, pray for a project that provides for the livelihood and education of 300 Nigerian children who have lost one or both parents into violence against Christians in Nigeria. So much to pray for. Thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. We want to return next week at about this time so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob. Although I'm an area coordinator for Illinois' Voice of the Martyrs, this is not an official VOM presentation. It is used by permission, though. Now, just about wherever you live in the United States, there's a Voice of the Martyrs rep willing to come to your church and share with your group of any size about the persecuted church and Voice of the Martyrs ministry. And there's no charge for any of this. Just email me at bob.j Faulkner, F-A-U-L-K-N-E-R, @gmail.com. I will get it set up for you. God bless you today. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on Sermon Audio. Bye-bye.